Having received the transmission blessings, we should continually maintain strong faith in both the teachings and the teachers. Secondly, we should continually maintain strong faith in both the teachings and the teachers. How do we understand this? So why do we need to keep strong faith in the teachings and the teacher? So, reading from the book, Geshe-la says, this is because, so this is logical reasoning, this is because faith in Dharma teachings and teachers is the root of Dharma realizations. So, to accomplish Dharma realizations, we need faith in the teacher and the teachings. And Geshe-la explains this dependent related sequence. So first of all, in the book, he explained it in forward direction. Then when he was speaking to Genla Kenrab and myself, he explained it in reverse direction. So we can learn both. Through this faith, so this is faith in the teachings and the teacher. Through this faith, what happens? So through our faith in the teachings and the teacher, we develop the intention to practice. Otherwise, these instructions have no function. So through faith in the teachings and the teacher, we develop the intention to practice Dharma. Through this intention to practice Dharma, we will apply effort in our practice. So often Geshe-la uses the word energy for effort. So energy comes in our Dharma practice. This energy or effort comes in dependence upon our wish, our intention to practice. The intention to practice comes from our faith. So most of you know this very well. From faith comes intention, comes effort. So when we have little energy, little effort in our practice, it's because we have no wish. That's the only thing that's the matter. Nothing else is the matter. It doesn't matter what excuses we give ourselves. That's the real reason. So when energy and effort are lacking in our Dharma practice, with lots of energy for everything else except Dharma, it's because we've no wish to practice Dharma. Why is our wish weak? Because our faith is weak. So then if we make our faith strong, our wish will be strong, and then our effort and our energy will be strong. It's so helpful to remember this, because we need to be able to fix our own mind, as Geshe-la says, be our own doctor. We need to be able to fix our own difficulties. So through this faith, we develop the intention to practice Dharma. Through this intention, we apply effort, energy in our practice. With this effort, we can accomplish Dharma realizations. Through Dharma realizations, we fulfill all our wishes and all the wishes of others. This is wonderful. You know, we've never had this opportunity to fulfill all our wishes, to be happy all the time, to have no pain, no problems, no suffering. We will fulfill these wishes through Dharma realizations. There's no other alternative. When our compassion and wisdom are perfected, we will be happy all the time and have no problems, pain, or suffering. So we need Dharma realizations. We all wish to be happy all the time. This wish will be fulfilled only through attaining Dharma realizations. So when Geshe-la was explaining this, he also went backwards. So you can work your way backwards. When there's a dependent related sequence, you can, for example, here, we start with strong faith and we end up with Dharma realizations through which we can fulfill all our own and others' wishes, be happy all the time, and have the power and ability to make others happy all the time. Or you work backwards from to be happy all the time and help others be happy all the time, we need Dharma realizations. Where are Dharma realizations going to come from? The sky? We're going to buy them? Where do Dharma realizations come from? Because our deepest wish is to be happy all the time. We can accomplish that wish. We just need one thing, Dharma realizations. If we have Dharma realizations, we're happy all the time. And we make everyone else happy all the time. So we need Dharma realizations. Where do Dharma realizations come from? Applying effort in our Dharma practice. That's the only place they're going to come from. Applying effort, energy, to practice Dharma. Effort in our Dharma practice depends upon our intention to practice Dharma. Our intention to practice Dharma depends on faith in Dharma teachings and Dharma teacher. And Geshe-la concluded so beautiful. He said this. He said, he did that sequence in reverse. He said, therefore we can see, if there is no faith, nothing is achieved. Achievements depend on, and finally, the source of all happiness comes from faith. That really touched my heart. The source of all happiness comes from faith.